True happiness and success comes from living your life in harmony with the laws that govern your being. Even though these laws are invisible, they're like the law of gravity, also invisible, but to be violated only at your peril. Happy people are simply those who obey the laws and follow the laws and live their lives consistent with the laws. If we want to have self-confidence on the outside, we must have complete integrity on the inside. The real foundation of self-confidence is living your life consistent with your innermost values and principles while thinking and acting in harmony with your highest aspirations. Men and women with the most rock-solid self-confidence are inevitably those who are absolutely clear about what it is they believe to be right and good and worthwhile, and they live their lives consistent with these values. Everything that they do or say is a reflection of these innermost convictions. Your whole world can fall down around you, but as long as you know that you're doing the right thing, you'll have a deep inner sense of calm that will manifest itself in an attitude of confidence and self-assurance in any situation. You'll have many ups and downs in life, but what is most important is that you remain true to yourself. And then, as Shakespeare said, thou canst not then be false to any man. So the starting point of developing high levels of self-confidence and, in reality, becoming a superior human being is to think through and to decide upon your values. Recently, I addressed about 150 members of a national sales force of a very successful company. All the people at the meeting were positive and upbeat, and they had a special quality of goodness about them. When I commented on this, the president of the company showed me the value statement that the executives of the company had worked out before they had begun operations. There were two pages of values and principles, which were given to everyone in the company when they began. These two pages had been subsequently reduced onto plasticized cards that each person could carry in their wallet or purse. The president told me an interesting story. He said that whenever two or more people in the company were wrestling with a decision of any kind, even over the telephone, they would pull out their plasticized cards containing the definitions of their values, and they would go through the values together, one by one, and compare the various options with each value. Whatever decision they finally made would always stand the value test without question. In a recent study covering 25 years of business history, the researchers found that companies that had very clear written values to which everyone in the company ascribed had earned an average of 700% greater profit over the 25 years than other companies in the same industries that did not have written codes of values. The economic and personal results of individuals and corporations with clear values always tend to be far superior to those of companies and individuals whose values are vague or unclear. Your starting point toward higher self-confidence and personal greatness is to clarify your values for yourself, to decide for yourself what it is that you believe in. What do you stand for, and even more, what will you not stand for? What would you pay for or sweat for or maybe even die for? Do you value your family, your God, your health, your work or career? Or do you value principles such as freedom and liberty, compassion for the less fortunate, or reverence for life? Do you believe in honesty and truth and sincerity and hard work and success? Whatever your values are, think them through and write them down. A useful exercise you can engage in is to think of the men and women, living and dead, whom you most admire. What qualities or attributes of these people do you consider to be the most important? What qualities do you look for in your friends and associates when you're trying to decide whether or not to become deeply involved with them? What do you think are the fundamental qualities or values that underlie business and personal relationships? What are your values? Almost everyone will select the value of integrity as one of their foremost principles. Actually, integrity is more than a value. It is the one quality of mind that assures or guarantees all the other values that you select. Whenever I conduct a strategic planning session for a corporation, the executives of the corporation always select integrity as their highest value and the most important organizing principle for the entire organization. And the word integrity, according to the dictionary, means perfect, undivided, complete, unified, a single whole, without blemish or fault. It's a fine value to choose. However, you cannot have a little bit of integrity. You cannot have a value when it's convenient and put it aside when it's not convenient. The act of selecting your values is also the act of clearly stating to yourself, and sometimes to others, exactly how you will live from this moment forward. Once you've selected a value and you have declared it to be one of your unifying principles, you are in effect saying that this is something upon which you will never compromise. And your level of adherence to the values you have personally selected is the real measure of your quality as a human being. Unshakable self-confidence comes from unshakable commitment to your values. When deep down inside yourself you know that you will never violate your highest principles, you experience a deep sense of personal power that enables you to deal openly and honestly and with complete self-confidence in almost every human situation. By the way, if you're having trouble clarifying your values, a very helpful exercise is to take some time to write out your own obituary or eulogy. This obituary is your vision of the kind of person you wish to be and the kind of values you wish to live by. No one is perfect, and we all have a long way to go in living our lives consistent with our highest values. But the very exercise of writing out your ultimate goal in terms of your personal evolution will exert a powerful influence on everything you do thereafter. Both consciously and unconsciously, you'll always be drawn toward living and acting more and more like the person you described in that final testament.